Hello and welcome to the Michigan PTA Student Podcast. Today is May 10th, 2024, and we'll be talking about life skills today. So, our first question is, what does life skills mean to you?
For me, life skills is about being able to survive on my own, or like when I go to college, having the necessary skills to be okay and not having to call my parents all the time. And I feel like life skills are very important, and I think they should be taught more in schools, just along with like our education, because it is very important and it's how people can survive.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'd also say on top of that, like, I feel like it's the type of like skills, like if someone puts you in a room with random people, it's like those type of skills you need to pull out, the life like skills that help you like make connections with people and that type of stuff.
Yeah, and I think speaking about going into college, like when you're in high school, you're with your parents. They don't do everything for you. You're obviously pretty independent, but you still depend on them to do a lot of things like help clean and take care of like your stuff sometimes and whatnot. But when you go and you're thrown into college on your own without anybody to really help you, it can be really tough. So I feel like I think it's good in high school to like kind of get an understanding of life skills and know how to do a lot of basic things in order to be able to not be just thrown into an uncomfortable situation where you don't know anything and you're panicking, because it can be a really hard transition into college. I've heard that a lot when kids don't really know much life skills, but if they're taught in high school or in general, if parents just put more of an emphasis on teaching their kids how to do more life skills, I think that transition into college would be much easier for everybody. So that's that what I got.
Yeah, and even in high school, some kids have to go on trips by themselves. Like if you're a part of HOSA or DECA or BPA, like if you make it to states, or even like for athletics, you have to travel and be away from your family and like other supervisors for like a long time. And it's important even in high school to know these skills. It's not just for college. Also, a lot of high schoolers, some of them have to come home and their parents aren't home yet, but they have to like live on their own still. So I feel like life skills are just being able to kind of survive, but not just survive. I feel like life skills involve thriving as well. Like, yeah.
Yeah, and I'll also say, along with what Charmian was saying, how even high schoolers have to learn a lot of life skills. There's a big range of what life skills you might learn in high school. Some people might have parents that stay at home. They might not have any younger siblings. They might be able to just come home and go right to homework or go right to sports or do whatnot. Some kids, when they come home from school, they have to take care of their younger siblings, or they have to, I don't know, like cook themselves food, and both their parents are gone. So it can be a really big discrepancy between the life skills that everybody learns. So I think, you know, for everybody to be able to have those life skills, because people who are already dependent on themselves in high school obviously will have a better transition later into their kind of second part of life after high school. But I think parents maybe need to place more of a responsibility on kids to be interdependent. One thing that really changed me was when I was in third grade, my parents started sending me, or I shouldn't say sending me, but they took me to a sleepaway camp for 2 weeks, and I did that every year. And it was really rough at the beginning, but it taught me how to live kind of without my parents, because being a third grader, I hadn't ever been in a situation where I hadn't seen my parents for more than a couple days, or I was with my grandparents, so not being able to communicate with them for 2 weeks was a big deal for me. But then being able to gain skills on my own to be able to function without them has really helped me. It's helped me when I've gone on, you know, trips by myself or that kind of thing. And I think it'll definitely help me when I go off to college, because homesickness can be a big thing. And yeah, if nobody else has anything on that, How important do you think life skills are relative to kind of anything else in your high school life? So maybe that be academics or athletics. So what kind of emphasis should we place on life skills?
To be honest, I think there should be a big emphasis because, once you go off to college, like Chami was saying, you have to have life skills in order to survive and thrive. So I feel like there should be a big emphasis on it, especially I'd say mostly adaptability, because especially after college, you get put in all these situations. You have to adapt. Even in high school, there's so many situations where you have to adapt to whatever you have, you know? And also, I'd say problem solving, because I feel like, although like probably all life skills you probably see super like daily, I'd say, but like I feel like for me the two most that I like think about are adaptability and problem solving.
I think kind of there's a certain like life skills aren't always just like doing chores around the house or doing your laundry or that. It's also your social skills, like how easily like adaptability, what Samiha was saying. So about like being able, if you're gone, if you go into college and you're in a dorm, being able to, cooperate with your roommate and being able to make friends in a new place because that can be really tough. So some of that's on high schoolers, like on you yourself, because your can't parents can't just throw you in situations really where you have to you put yourself out there and try to meet new people. Like that's on you to go to an event that you don't know anybody at or something like that. So I think that's a big emphasis of life skills that we kind of look over. Like it's not just physical chores or maintenance or all that. It's your social skills, which can really take you far in life.
Yeah, I completely agree with both Samiha and Lance. Like, I think communications and making connections with people is very important. Like, even after college or anything, if you want to apply for a job or anything per se, like anything along those lines, you need to know how to communicate well and present yourself well in order to get that job. And then making connections in the workplace so that you can have like better opportunities as well is really important. And so life skills, as Lance was saying, it's not just like about like doing laundry and stuff. Like there's many other things in life that are very important, like critical thinking and being able to problem solve if anything arises, like not just math problems like we learn in school, but anything dealing with life, financial issues, and anything along those lines.
Yeah, and that's a great point by Charby, and like about having connections. I think having connections with the people you want to surround yourself with. So you might have experience in high school where you might not surround yourself with the best crowd, but into college, surrounding yourself with the people that help better you, I think is a really important life skill in figuring out who those people exactly are.
Yeah, I agree with that. And then also, I think it's important to have the skills, but also to be able to apply those skills when you're in a set situation. I think that's really important.
I think that stress management is also an important life skill because even as students, like kids from a young age can feel stressed. And I know my parents feel stressed sometimes, so being able to manage that is very important. And I feel like it would be helpful if there was more resources for us or just so we know how to better deal with our emotions and such. Like, I know a lot of kids can feel stressed, like with college and grades or anything at home, financial issues. So I think stress management is also a very important life skill.
All right, so if we don't have anything else for that question, our next question is, does the topic and concern for student life skills affect students academically or affect their mental, physical, emotional, and social health?
I think it absolutely affects all of those things, and there is no way that like the concern for student life skills would only affect one part, because a student's life involves everything from academics to mental to physical to emotional and social health. So I feel like all sides of these parts of a student's life should be like, I feel like these life skills should affect everything and in a good way. Like, if we learn life skills, like not only life skills dealing with our academics, but also our physical health and mental health.
Yeah, I agree with that. And also, I was thinking like your life skills kind of just determine your life because the way you make connections with people maybe affects your mental health, which could affect your physical, emotional. So I feel like it's really important to develop good life skills because that kind of sets the basis. Who you are is gonna like reflect on the people you're by, and who they are is gonna reflect on you.
Yeah, and with that, I think I've noticed, a trend kind of there's like kind of different people. So like if you're really focused on your academics and stuff like that, like you're really into that, like you might tend to have better like stress management and how to handle workload and how to prioritize and not procrastinate, like those kind of things, which can be very important. But then I think you also can miss out on a lot of those social life skills because you're spending so much time in the classroom and at home studying that you're not being able to put yourself out there as much and go hang out with more people. Like I've noticed, like I haven't been able, like especially junior year, it's really hard, and I haven't been able to hang out with as much people or see as much of my friends, and that can definitely take a hit to my life, social life skills. But like some people who maybe don't put as much of an emphasis on school, maybe they have better life, better social skills, which can be also be a positive. So I think it's a really good thing to find a balance between having good social skills and being able to have good self-management skills, because if you can combine those two things, like maybe making connections in a job and being able to demonstrate that you can manage that job, it's really powerful, and I think it's something that a lot of kids don't have, especially people that put so much emphasis on academics.
Yeah, I completely agree. Like for me too, whenever I feel like really locked in and focused on my academics, I tend to neglect some of my friends or I just don't talk to as many people. And I know that other people are concerned for me when I kind of just like ghost everyone for a while I'm trying to focus on my academics. But I feel like learning to have that balance and how to deal with or give like your school enough time, your friends enough time, your family enough time, like being able to manage your time, I feel like is a very, very important life skill because if you don't give yourself enough time, then it can really affect you mentally and physically as well. And then if you don't hang out with your friends, you might feel like left out sometimes, and that can affect you emotionally and it can affect your social health. So I feel like time management and being is like a very important life skill so that kids can thrive and have all sides of their life be healthy, and so that kids can just be happy in general.
Yeah, I agree with what you guys said. And also, like this week being AP week, I feel like I'm spending so much time, studying and stuff. I need to like take a moment and pause and be like I can like take a break, I feel like it's like even though my test is in like a few days, but I feel like it's important to take a break, like recognize like, hey, I've studied so far and like I've studied a lot and I need to take a break and like, take a moment and pause.
If there's nothing else in that, our next question is, do you think there are enough resources for students in middle school and high school to be able to learn life skills? Like that might be like a counselor or any like kind of source, I guess, for people to learn or kind of guide them along.
I think there are some sources, but I feel like you can always talk to your counselor, but I feel like that option is so widely like it's so overlooked because like I feel like even I know the counselors are there, but I just don't really like think about them. My first person I go to talk to or anything is my friends. But I feel like it's important for schools to like emphasize, hey, we have counselors you can talk to your teachers and that type of stuff.
Something I do this year, I started doing is I think it's really good to have a good connection with your counselor. And in my school, you can have you can kind of be with like not exactly like you can always pick your counselor, but like if you feel more connected with one, like you can definitely be able to like kind of have the option to go with a person you feel more connected with. But what I do with my counselor is we just set up weekly meetings, and therapy can be very expensive for people. Some people can't afford it. So like not that it's therapy, but like going to do check-ins with my counselor and see how like my academics are going, like things that are maybe stressing me out and helping me plan out like going, you know, I'm going to be going to college soon. So helping kind of understand like what I need for college and what I need to manage, that can be really helpful. And just being able to have like weekly, like 15, 20 minute check-ins with my counselor, I think has been very helpful. And it's been able to help me release stress, which it's not necessarily always life skills, but I think using your counselors is the greatest resource because it's free. Like a 30 minute session with your counselor is free. A 30 minute session with a therapist is like $50. So I think students need to be able to understand that they have counselors that really can help them and be able to utilize those to help their life skills too.
Yeah, I completely agree with both of you. And I think it's also very important to have like a trusted adult in your life, whether it be maybe even an older sibling or a family member or any teacher at your school or maybe anyone really. I feel like having an adult to talk to you or just so you can tell them your issues, because they've lived through all of this and so they can help you manage anything or suggest something that you can do to help yourself. And yeah, I feel like it is important. And I feel like if somebody is struggling, they should definitely seek out help. And there's nothing wrong with that. I feel like it's very normal and it shouldn't be looked down upon at all. I feel like if students need help, I feel like my counselors and any teacher at my school would be more than happy to help us. So I feel like it's also important that that environment is created where students are comfortable asking for help for anything relating to their lives.
And kind of a final question, I guess we'll go off here, which is nothing I had planned, but what do you guys think is the most important, if you could only pick one, what is the most important life skill that we need for our futures?
I think communication skills is one of the most important life skills that I think all kids should learn, and adults have it too. Like, even with relationships, you need to be able to communicate. If you're applying for a job, you need to be able to communicate. In college, you have to communicate. Like, imagine you're having trouble with your roommate. I feel like there's many situations where humans have to work and deal with other humans. And so I think communicating is very important, being able to state things nicely or having to be more stern when necessary so that your point is made across. Like, it is okay to be stern sometimes, and knowing how to communicate and how to react to certain situations is very important, and communication skills can take a person very far in their life.
Yeah, I agree with that. I was going to say communication as well, but she kind of just said everything I was thinking.
All right, and I'll say I think, and it might not, maybe not everybody considers it a life skill, but I think it's the most important life skill, is to be able to kind of forgive yourself and you love yourself, because, you know, like not in a narcissistic way or anything like that, but a lot of times we can get down on ourselves, we fail a test, we do something bad, we put a lot of blame on ourselves. And that's been like something that I've experienced. Like, don't ever, like, you make yourself the top priority. Like, and not to be like selfish or anything, but do things that will help yourself in the long run, and make those connections that maybe you're having more fun with another person, but they're like putting you in bad situations. So you don't want that. You want somebody that you're going to be able to have fun with and get you where you want to be going. So being able to forgive yourself and move forward and always have your own back is always, it's really, really important. And I think it's really the best life skill, especially as you go into college. You know, a lot of times you won't have people there to comfort you, and you just got to be able to forgive yourself and do your best to move forward.
That was really nice, Lance. I really like what you said about loving yourself and making sure that you are okay. I feel like I didn't even think about that, and that is very important. And being able to forgive yourself and move on with your life and not, like, replaying the same moment in your head, I feel like is very important, because sometimes it just feels like you're stuck in the same spot, but, you know, everything else is kind of moving around you, and I feel like it's important to move on. So does anyone have anything else to say about our last question? All right, then. This was the Michigan PTA Student Podcast, and today's episode was on life skills. Thank you for listening. And yeah, this is a podcast for students by students by Michigan PTA. Thank you. Bye.